The Volume.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The J-Boy Show is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to bet all the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. There's many reasons why I like using it. I mean, betting on the NFL, they're America's number one sportsbook. It's easy to use, it's safe and secure, but I love the fast payouts. I'm huge on that, and you get it as quick as 2 hours. That's tough to find and even harder to beat. The convenience of it, you know, that there's a lot going on. There's a lot of games, whether it's live betting, whether it's betting before the games, you know, the spread, or you're taking the overs, the unders. They make it unbelievably easy to use. And the boosts, the odds, the specials that they run are unbelievable. You get risk-free bets and same-game parlays. You get enhanced odd markets and a ton more. It's just a win-win for everybody. And if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now and sign up with the promo code JBOY. That's J-B-O-Y. Let them know that I sent you. 21 and older and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-QUADRUPLE-7 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789 or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the Friday edition of the J-Boy Show. Got some college football New Year's Eve resolutions. We're going to give one apiece, joined obviously by David Cohn and Blaine Crane. We're on remote from undisclosed locations, as you already know. But again, you guys, great games on today. Hope you guys are all set up. Hope the weather's good everywhere. Hope the chips and cold sodas are aplenty as we get ready to embark on what should be a pretty fun journey with Alabama playing Cincinnati and Georgia playing Michigan. I want to start with my New Year's Eve resolution. And everybody always has it. You know, I want to lose some weight. I want to make more money. I want to discover the lost city of El Dorado. Whatever it is. You know, find the Loch Ness Monster. I've got one for college football. And it's one that I've talked about the whole time. Expand the playoff. Let me say it again. Expand the playoff. It's the best thing for college football. The more parity we have, and again, I'm all for meritocracy. The best team should get in. But I think it should be at 12, and I think it should be capped at 12. Now, some will make the argument that if you take away the byes and do a 16-team playoff, you don't add a week. I understand that, but I think 12 is the safe number because I know the slippery slope argument. But look around the country. Look at the movement of college football. Lincoln Riley's at USC. Oregon just made another move. The Pac-12 needs to be good for college football to be good. Texas, throw in the whole vault at offensive linemen. Oklahoma has a guy in Brent Venables that, in my opinion, is going to do really well, and both those teams are going to the SEC. Look at the Northwest. Look at the Northeast. Look at the ACC with Mario down in Miami. You know Clemson's going to be back with Dabo, and what Norvell's doing at Florida State is impressive, and neither one of those teams played in the ACC championship game. You had Wake play Pitt. Your job is to make the game as good as possible. And the best thing you can do this year is push it to 12, automatic qualifiers for winning your conference championship, have an automatic spot for the number one group of five team, and take your at-larges. It's very simple. But sometimes in college football, the hardest things are the simplest. But I want to lay it out one more time. Expand the playoff. That's my New Year's Eve resolution. It will make everything better. It will introduce great matchups. And for all you money people out there, you're going to triple the already doubled profits. We've got a Zach Galifianakis campaign situation going on. Because right now, you better bring your brooms because it's a mess.
Because it's a mess.
Go ahead, Dave.
All right. My New Year's resolution is for Alabama fans, okay, many of whom are now in my family, all right? I want y'all to be happier, okay? Just be happy, all right? You are living in the middle of the greatest dynasty we've really ever known, and it will not be replicated, okay? Alabama will never be this great again. You will fall on hard times. And so often I see so many Alabama fans after a victory, they're relieved instead of happy. Just be happy. I mean, look, you got a Cincinnati team in the playoff who's like so eager to be there, right? Michigan's excited to finally make their first playoff. If Georgia beats y'all, I guarantee you there's going to be enough happiness going around in this state to last for another 40 years, probably. Just be happier. Okay, be excited about what you've been able to accomplish, not relieved. Nick Saban said it far better than I did in his rant. I believe it was a few weeks ago, maybe a month and a half ago, something like that. But he hit the nail on the head. You know, be excited that you are living in the middle and you're able to experience for your team the greatest dynasty that we have known.
For sure.
Yeah, I love it.
That 100%.
100%. Yeah, I do too.
Like cheering, like, shout out to our boy T-Bob who said, you know, looks like being an Alabama fan is like cheering for the Soviet Union. Like, you just expect everything to be perfect. And Soviet Union planes do not crash. Blaine,
that's right.
What's yours?
All right, my New Year's resolution is kind of a two-parter here, all right? My first thing is targeting needs to get fixed, right? It needs to get fixed. It needs to be looked on the offensive side of the ball. I guarantee you go back and you watch through football games, the offensive player drops his head way more than a defensive player, and it gets to a point as a defensive player, what do you do? Right? What do you do? You have to realistically think about how fast this stuff is happening in this game. It's not like they have 10 seconds to sit back there and say, oh, well, where am I going to put my helmet? Right? Where am I going to put it? It's just not like that. And offenses needs to get called more because if anything, it's more dangerous for the offensive side of the ball to do that because they do it way more. My second thing is pass interference needs to be reviewed, especially in the fourth quarter. And everyone's like, well, the games are going to take forever. The games... great. I hope the football game's 11 hours. I could watch football for the rest of the world. But it needs to be reviewed, especially in the fourth quarter, because you can't sit here and look at me and be like, well, I know exactly what pass interference looks like. You can't even tell me what a catch is. But if it's in the fourth quarter, and even if it's one review as a coach, right, you have one review in the fourth quarter, it needs to happen because it is costing people football games. Because referees do not know what they're looking at. It's the same thing with targeting. If you can review targeting, you can review pass interference. If it's blatant, right? If it's blatant, you have to have evidence to overturn a call. But I do think Elon Musk is landing rockets backwards in space and putting chips in people's brains. Can we not review a pass interference call? That's my New Year's resolution.
Well, okay, done. Hold on. So, wait a minute. You're go saying ahead. Review pass interference, but only in the fourth quarter.
Well, with, if it's me, right? If it's me, I think the coach should get a challenge.
It is you. This is your New Year's resolution.
Okay, I think the coach should get a challenge no matter what the quarter. But the only thing I've heard is, well, the games are going to take forever. It's going to make the games longer. So if it's me, I'm fine with the games longer. The games are longer anyway with targeting and everything. Targeting gets reviewed every five plays, basically. So if you're talking about the game lasting longer, well, then review a pass interference and only be one challenge. Right, and it's gone. Okay, if you don't get it, it's gone.
What if we did this? Compromise. Compromise Alley here. Okay. We're in the trust tree.
I love that.
We're in the trust tree. The waitress at Applebee's. Anyways, so what if, like in college basketball, where in the last 2 minutes, or is it under the last minute, you can review, like whether it's it's out of bounds? What if in the last 2 minutes, you could review pass interference? But I just think along the course of the game, the whole game, having to review every – that's like reviewing holding. Like, it's something that's going to happen. Targeting and pass interference are two totally different things. Now, if you pass interference a guy by targeting him before the ball gets there, all right, that is what it is. But if we take time to review every pass interference, it's going to – you won't be able to go to work the next day.
Not what I'm saying.
Okay.
You're not reviewing every pass interference. I'm saying you get a challenge. Right, you get a challenge.
You get one challenge. All right.
Right, one challenge.
Just for pass interference.
Yeah for pass interference.
What color flag would that be? What color flag would that be? You already got the yellow. You can't use it. You already got the red. You can't use it. Was it purple flag?
No, it's not purple. It's orange flag.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice, Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
And it's an orange flag. It's an orange flag, for sure. It can't be, well, it's not going to be a pylon, obviously. I hope you know what a difference between a pylon and a flag is. But an orange flag, right? NFL's got red, can't do green, it'll blend in with the field, can't do yellow, let's make it orange.
Okay, an orange pass interference. I don't hate that if you get one, because again, you could use that at any point in time during the game. Now, if you lose it,
you lose a timeout. Look, there's got to be there's got to be risk and reward in this, right?
What you're saying?
Yeah, it's risk reward.
If you don't use it, you lose it. Is that true?
you gotta put it on the line.
On the line, of course. Okay.
Yes,
Cone, what do you think? Should they review pass interference or what?
You know, I have a really outside the box idea here. What if we got the calls right on the field?
Oh God!
You watch your mouth, David Cone.
I'd love it if we could just get them right the first time around.
Yeah, I didn't. The human element.
If you're going to review defensive pass interference, you better review offensive pass interference. But Blaine, as we're wrapping up here, how many times has offensive targeting ever been called, like against a ball carrier? Has it ever been called?
I think I saw it once this year.
But my thing is, if you called it once, then that's the rule. If you called it once, that's bull that it hadn't been called again. I watched, and I think McCaskill's a great back from Houston, literally, and I've watched it a million times. Watch any good running back, because guess what? They're taught to do that. That's what you're literally taught to do, and roll your hips through contact, because you're making yourself more compact, more explosive forward, and you're lowering your center of gravity. They're not saying duck your head like this, but a lot of backs do that anyway. So to me, it is just another example of offensive privilege. Didn't say offensive.
Offensive privilege.
There is a bad case of offensive privilege in college football. They always get the benefit of the doubt. Every time, you can't call targeting against them. You whisper at them in the NFL, it's a foul. You can't. Do you know in the NFL you can't touch the receiver till after 5 yards, or you can't make contact after the 5 yards? What? How much?
I agree with that. What do you mean?
You're a receiver. Of course, you agree with it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look, I'm an offensive guy. At the end of the day,
more pro offense in the NFL, isn't it? Because there's no limit to the amount of yards you can gain if it's a spot foul. But if it's a defensive, if it's on the offense, then you would only get what, a 10, 15 yard penalty?
Yeah, I mean, the max you're going to get, I mean, it's not a spot foul in college. In the NFL, I mean, it's a pure 15. I guess people on the other side would say, well, in the NFL, if you throw a 5 yard pass and it's pass interference, you only get 5 yards. If you do that in college, you get 15 yards. But if I throw a bomb, which where most of the pass interferences come, you're down the field and the ball's underthrown. That's typically, or you're beat and having to catch up and the ball's hanging in the air and it looks like you just ran smack into the guy without turning your head, which the turning your head rule sucks. That shouldn't be a rule. Well, why is that a rule? I've really never understood that. I used to have to teach my DBs this. I really don't understand it. As long as I'm not interfering with you catching it, who cares where I'm looking? What are you going to call a penalty on the cheerleader for looking at the stand during the game? Like, it has nothing to do with where I'm looking. I'm watching Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers throw no-look passes. How's that not a foul? You didn't look where you were throwing it. That's BS. I've never understood that rule. It just has never made – I understand Matt Rule way more than that rule, and I've never met Matt Rule. That's about how much I understand the rule. But I hope you guys understand one thing. Subscribe to the Volume YouTube channel. Turn those notifications on. Enjoy these playoff games. Make sure you guys keep joining us as well. We appreciate y'all. Talk soon.
The Volume.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.